3. The larger picture. As a musician, we constantly and dynamically exist in the atmosphere of a larger community. The relationship with accompanist, audience, teacher, conductor, ensemble. We will be unable to understand great art in the music we perform until we develop and deepen our inner lives. We cannot possibly understand or even know in other beings what we do not know in ourselves. Music is the binding stuff of community. The community is nourished by music, or, quote, the grace of great things. Without the great things, community is reduced to inter- and intrapersonal relationships that are usually built on outside perceptions rather than the soulfulness of all involved. As teachers, we need to do a very simple thing, and that is to care more. It is so simple that it is elusive. Deep down, caring is part of commitment, and it is that same care that makes you commit to the human race and to yourself. It's all about breathing and centering yourself, being straightforward, direct, and honest. Your center is everything you have experienced in your life: friendships, religion, family, tragedies, love, and community. The feeling of center is where beat one is. It comes straight down the center of your body, almost like saying gesturally, "I believe." You must always work hard to stay in that center, in that sense of rootedness. In the book Centering by M.C. Richards, the act of centering is described as a potter physically and spiritually centering himself over the potter's wheel before the clay is thrown onto the wheel. Your convictions are connected to your musical ideas. So be honest, open, and committed. Don't make the music or the rehearsal about you. Make it about the music. It's what's really important. The other people are important. Don't lie to them by making it all about you. Musicians can be very closed and not want anyone to see their weaknesses. But music is made with human beings. A love of community and care for each other is paramount to any music-making activity.